Any question? Yeah.
Possibly a technical point regarding impending very quick review, we were promised on book two, regarding the organization that you have been doing with the other groups and the Excel spreadsheet that you showed us as an example for one of the books. If it would be possible while we were doing that to be able to use something like that to organize our brain rather than trying to reinvent the wheel to start with. Do you know why I'm asking? Has book two been done in that way?
No.
The stories organized and the sub-stories?
No. I have done that only for mainly for the first part of book one. The rest of it not that precise. And book three was done in San Francisco. I did it for them because they were working on it seriously. So I worked for them. That's why all the preparation and all the primary stuff was done over there. There were a big group at the time. They were united and they were working very seriously. So I told them, this is the time that I was used to go there once in a month. And I told them, listen, once in a month doesn't work. You should at least do it once in a week. Therefore, while I'm not here, you should get together, sit down and read it and talk about it and all that. And I started to give them some directives to do this. And they were good in doing it. They started doing it up to for 2 years. Meanwhile, I was teaching once a month over there, almost the same system, a little bit, let's say, maybe a little bit faster, just a bit, but the same thing. So they prepared two-thirds of book three. Then some other stuff started to happen. My trip was not permanent, and they started to become three different groups and all that. So it stopped at the two-thirds of book three. That's the history of that work. So I have never talked about it like that. I have some things in my mind, but nothing to be formulated just like that. Because they were working on it, I did it. I have some sketches in my mind, and I have some directives. I've divided the book two for myself, two stories, number one, two, and blah, blah, all that. Okay. And if necessary, if you want to hear about that, you could have some meetings just to talk about that briefly. Because no matter what the help I could provide, I will. Because this is the way that I think it should be done, and it's the best way to be done. The work shouldn't be done by me, because this should never be done by one person. The only one person qualified to do this was Rumi himself. Then it is the understanding of we. I mean, the remaining of this thought in we, in the culture and all that. I believe in that. And who is this we? The most active one of this we are the people who are trying to join, right? The people who are studying it. They are the most serious one about this, because they are seriously doing something about it, right? Their in common understanding of it, no matter what it is a part of that we. So I always prefer that a group will work on it. I promoted that activity. I did it in San Francisco, and it was quite useful because the outcome, now you look at that and you see there's something to read and think about and to present even. I think my duties are clear because I promote it. I have all the duties, no matter what. If there is something I could help, just ask. But I don't want to be the active one because of the experience, honestly. I have written even several different copies with several different ways of explaining the first part of Masnavi. The story of the king and the handmaid. I have written, I've tried to write one paragraph for one paragraph, relative even to the length of the paragraph Rumi is talking about. Then I have started to write some sentences only, not a paragraph, sentences which refer to the general philosophic idea, and blah, 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 a lot of this. And a lot of it I do for my own personal satisfaction, the research, okay? But I hesitate to bring it out because I don't want to lead your mind exactly to the corner I'm looking at it. I prefer that you will have a wider scope than me. And I believe that altogether you could do better than me. I do not exclude me, but that's the firm belief I have. Because I believe knowledge is in research. Is not in the outcome of the research. The attraction of knowledge is there. So maybe by experience, because when I was studying this, this is the time that we prepared something that is published in the name of our teacher. It's reference to the words of Masnavi. Imagine. The computer was not invented yet. We made all the references that if you are looking for that word, how many of those, where you could find it. All those fish system, we students were working on it. The teacher cannot go through all of that labor, silly ABCD labor. We did it because we're looking for all the relations and things like that. So, in that case, whenever you think you need, we talk about it. Okay. Now back to where are we? We are almost at the end of the story. We have 2 points to make. Means 2 paragraphs. Short one. Not complicated. Each one explaining one thing, expressing one point. Very simple, like this, because we're used to this, right? Let's go back a little bit. You will see he started with the story of magic, and he said, oh, listen, there is this magic, and I have another 5 senses, and those senses are what I'm looking at. Then there are some stuff that they don't need proof. The example he brought was somebody writing that I'm literate. What he meant was there are something that I don't need to prove to you. Look in your common sense. It's there. The goodness we are talking about is in us. Is not something outside. Is in what is good? Better than good, we know there is khair, which is the goodness of totality, not the good for some part. What is good or bad? Remember, we talked about it, and we will talk about it, because there is this illusion about what is it? The attraction inside us is towards something. We call it good. This doesn't mean useful, because I want to say something good that the animal, they don't understand. They know what is good for you as food, what is bad for you as poison. They know what is bad for me, what is good for me, right? We know something better. We know something which is not good for me, but is good for we, and I'm ready to give my life for it. That's what we do. So there is some special stuff in we, not in the animal one. In the spirit one, there is this magical one. I want to talk about that magic. First of all, look at what I'm writing down here. This, although this written itself is an assertion, still the script is evidence of the reality. Even when I'm talking to you, these are the stuff that are witness of an experience. This is not the experience. We are talking about personal experience in your heart. That's the attraction towards beauty. That's what it is in you, the human person. It's not outside. What is beauty? Beauty is in the eye of the human being. We are the connoisseur. Later, Turgut will read, Rumi will say, when God wanted to promote good and bad in the existence, he sent for the earth and said, let's make the human being. Because we are the essence of khair and shar. Because we understand it. We are capable of understanding it. This capability, where is it? Is it me? It's not outside to find. It's inside to discover. There is a difference. Scientifically, intelligence is looking outside to grab something useful. The stuffing, the stuffing, the stuffing, the stuffing.